News is still coming in about today's major earthquake off the coast of west coast of Sumatra. The U.S. Geological Survey now reports the quake measured a magnitude of 8.7, up from an earlier reading of 8.2. The epicenter of the quake was near Nias Island off the west coast of Sumatra. There are reports of hundreds of badly damaged buildings on Nias and the possibility that dozens of people are buried beneath the rubble. But the region seems to have been spared a second tsunami. We're joined now by Ken Hackett of the charitable organization Catholic Relief Services. He's in Meydoun in northern Sumatra and joins us now from his hotel. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Hackett.
Well, good morning.
Were you sleeping when the earthquake struck?
I had just gotten to sleep about 11 o'clock and was awakened with the building was moving, and it was quite an experience.
And what happened? What did you do? Did you get up and run out of the building? Or
yes. I got out of bed and kind of immediately realized I'd been through one of these before, that it was an earthquake. And since I've been here for the last few days, my staff have said they've experienced some smaller earthquakes repeatedly since December 26th. Ran out into the hallway, and the people were leaving their rooms. The electricity had gone out, and there was no emergency lights, so we didn't have a good sense of where the emergency exit was on my floor. It was like walking down the aisle of a plane in turbulence, because everybody was kind of moving from side to side, holding the walls and feeling the movement of the building and the vibrations. There was a bit of chaos as we couldn't find the exit on my floor. Somebody finally got it, and everybody filed down the stairs in darkness from the sixth floor and outside.
And what were people doing out in the street?
Well, they were recovering from shock and bewilderment. People were scared. It's the hotel seemed to be pretty full here, so you had mothers with babies and older people and everybody just standing. And in front of the hotel, where you pull your car up, there's a big cast iron chandelier about 8 feet across, hanging from a chain. And as we came out of the building, the security guards were telling us don't go under the chandelier because it was moving from side to side. As we stood on the other side of the street looking back at the front of the hotel, we just watched the chandelier move until it calmed. When it did, everybody went back into the building.
Was any damage visible outside?
Nothing. Which was kind of surprising to everybody for such a violent shaking. But there didn't appear to be any cracks in the walls. The elevators still worked. We all went back up on the elevators. So here in Meydoun, while we felt it, there doesn't appear to be any visible damage. There's no police cars or fire engines moving about the street. But, of course, I'm watching CNN here and watching the reports of what's going on in Nias. We're trying to get in touch with contacts we have on the island. Haven't been able to do so far.
Mm-hmm. I imagine people there were immediately worried about another tsunami.
I mean, that's throughout the region. Up in Aceh, people have that continuing fear of another tsunami anytime there is an earthquake. It's almost paranoid right now, and you can understand very well why. What we contacted our staff in both Banda Aceh immediately, our director here, and in Malabo, everybody, of course, evacuated their homes, but they all reported in. We've got about 150 people between those two locations.
What else do you know about the situation around the region in terms of damage or in terms of potential tsunami or tsunamis that might have hit?
I really don't. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning here, and so we don't have a good take. The local news is sketchy so far. They've been reporting damage and death out on the island of Nias, but there was no report of tsunami.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing there in northern Sumatra? Are you working on cleanup from the previous earthquake and tsunami?
Yes, Catholic Relief Services has a major program in the Aceh province firstly, it was a relief program, basically to provide immediate sustenance assistance to the survivors. And now it's kind of turning towards the rebuilding phase, building homes, getting people back into their businesses, rebuilding and rehabilitating health facilities, a few schools, some feeder roads, basically a kind of holistic program to help this community of stricken people recover and get back on their feet.
And at this point, you don't know whether your teams will be diverted to the island of Nias or?
What we may do is support the local partners that are there if it's within their capacity to respond, and the support would come from our office in Jakarta, the capital. Now, if it's major, if we find out in the next few hours that there's major devastation in the US, then we may divert some people. But the situation in up in Aceh province is massive and pervasive. So I don't want to divert staff unless it's absolutely needed.
All right. Thanks for speaking with us, Mr. Hackett.
Thank you, John.
Ken Hackett is in Indonesia, the Indonesian representative for Catholic Relief Services. He spoke to us from his hotel in Medan in northern Sumatra. And more on the earthquake coming up on All Things Considered from NPR News.